Hi, my name is Zakaran, and welcome to another one of my outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master keys of creation about how to create and attract the joy, health, wealth, being in abundance, and freedom that you desire, and how to be the unlimited master of creation that you truly are to literally make all your dreams come true. And you'll find tons more awesome, empowering videos and goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of a reality and help you create and attract the happiness, health, wealth, abundance, and freedom that you desire at Zakaran.com. All right, here we go. Ecstasy is your goal, not orgasm. Because the purpose of life is joy. We have created sex as a delightful part of that ecstatic joy. But contrary to what most people believe, sex and orgasm are not the goals. They are not something to be controlled and possessed and accomplished. Orgasm is not your goal. Non-stop, eternal ecstasy is your goal. Because all anyone wants is to feel happy. Orgasm is just one of the many fun destinations on your joyful, ecstatic journey of relationship, love, and lovemaking. And every moment of life and every moment of lovemaking, for that matter, can become one nonstop orgasm, one after another, if eternal ecstasy is your goal, not some idea of ultimate fulfillment, which will never exist because there are always greater levels of fulfillment to be achieved, first of all, to be desired and then manifested. There will always be greater levels of ecstasy and bigger orgasms, so to speak, sexually and otherwise, and greater levels of satisfaction in life. And to believe otherwise, to believe in lack or a limited supply of ecstasy and satisfaction and fulfillment and joy, is just limited thinking. And satisfaction is not your goal either, really. As if there is some sort of ultimate destination of satisfaction, which there is not. There will be and can be continually expanding levels of satisfaction and fulfillment if you can surrender to that not only possibility, but ultimate definiteness. So satisfaction is not your goal, because if you're trying to obtain satisfaction from love, relationship, and sex, well then, your satisfaction and happiness are at the mercy of what other people do or don't do, which is ultimately out of your control. Satisfaction is not something that you can actually obtain from anyone or anything. Satisfaction, like happiness and even love, is just your natural state of being, but you have been taught otherwise by unsatisfied, unhappy people who feel unloved, etc., who are trying to futilely change other people and the world to be happy and feel loved. So from an external perspective, satisfaction isn't ever permanent, because everything outside of you is constantly changing. The only kind of satisfaction that is permanent is internal satisfaction, the satisfaction that you get from being connected to your own source, where you connect with your own source self that is always happy, always satisfied, always focused on you 100%, and always loving you 100% unconditionally, 24/7. But like creation itself, satisfaction is always growing, because as immortal creators of reality, we will always want more and better, more and better, more and better. Like creation itself, satisfaction is continually in flux and continually expanding and growing. In other words, when you are focused on allowing joy, ecstasy, and satisfaction into your life, well, you soon realize that those feelings are just your natural states of being, and not something to be gained through controlling other people or controlling things in the world so that you can create pleasing conditions, so that you can finally be happy. As an example, People look at love and sex and relationship as a way to make them happy, putting undue pressure on other people and themselves to always act in pleasing ways to keep each other happy. But no one can keep this up for very long, hence why we have the classic breakup scenario and divorce situation, because at some point, everyone gets fed up with putting everyone else's desires and everyone else's dreams and everyone else's happiness ahead of their own. And they get tired of trying to please fickle, unsatisfied people whose desires and pleasures are constantly changing. And it's impossible to keep up with that, because what pleases one person today, well, may repel them tomorrow. Or their attention wavers to the next shiny, exciting person who can supposedly make them happy. Point is, and the point of this entire vodcast, is there is no final destination. There is no such thing as the ultimate soulmate, twin flame relationship that provides eternal ecstasy and pure love, because all good feelings are generated by you, not anyone else. You're not somehow incomplete or lacking or faulty in any way and need to be made whole or made happy or satisfied, etc., etc., by anyone or anything outside of yourself. No one can ultimately make you happy, because there is no such thing as assertion. There is only attraction. No one can make you feel anything. That's your choice and your action or your reaction. Other people can influence you to feel certain ways by what they do and say, but ultimately, it's your choice how you're going to feel about that. Just like orgasm, you're the only one that can actually make you orgasm, not anyone else. Your lover can influence you into ecstatic, wonderful, joyful, luscious feelings and ultimately orgasm by kissing, licking, stroking, and touching you in certain beautiful, sexy ways, but they are not responsible for your ecstasy or your satisfaction or your orgasm or your fulfillment, etc., etc. Only you are. It is an unreasonable imposition to make other people responsible for your joy, love, and satisfaction, or for your orgasm, for that matter. It is only your own ability to allow ecstasy, joy, and love, and orgasm, and satisfaction, etc., that attracts them into your life. Now, did you catch that key point? I said attract these things into your life, not manipulate and control them to come to you. And you attract what you want by being what you want first. If you believe that you lack love and lack satisfaction and lack fulfillment and lack happiness, well, then you'll attract a constant lack of these things that you ultimately desire. To attract these things, you must be them internally first, mentally, vibrationally, and then emotionally. To attract a fullness of what you want, you must embody a fullness of that desire in your mind, then your vibration, because your vibration is a result of your thinking, and then feelings are the guide, the gauge of how you're vibrating. So you got to feel the fullness of that desire. Think it, vibrate it, feel it. Even though there is no physical evidence of what you desire here yet in your reality. So from a money perspective, you must think, vibrate, and feel abundant to attract an abundance of money, even though the money is not in your bank yet. You can't attract more money if you're vibrating a lack of money. To attract love in your life, well, you've got to think, vibrate, and feel an abundance of love in your life, even if the lover is not in your bed yet. Again, you can't attract a lover into your bed if all you're thinking about is the lack of lover in your bed. If you want ecstatic, blissful sex and sock-blowing orgasms, well, you got to think, vibrate, and think, and feel blissfully sexy and ecstatic and orgasmic and full of juicy love and sexuality and ecstasy and sexiness, etc., 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 even though no one is currently going down on you at this present moment. So as an example, I had a girlfriend who had never, previous to me, of course, never had a satisfying sexual relationship before I came along. And she often told me that this was the best sex she'd ever had. And even though we had mind-blowing, sock-blasting sex, she could not orgasm. And it had nothing to do with me because I was leading her right to the edge of the orgasmic cliff, so to speak, every single time. But she refused to surrender and trust and just let herself jump off of that cliff. And it all had to do with her own beliefs about herself. Because she was smoking hot, but didn't believe she was sexy, didn't believe she was pretty. She was kind, loving, generous, a fun soul, but wouldn't allow herself to ever truly be happy and feel that. And all this manifested into the form of ovarian cancer that soon spread over her entire body. A complete manifestation of inner turmoil. But a quick way to get back to source, because she just couldn't or wouldn't allow herself to get into alignment with that source, with the source of her joy, ecstasy, and fulfillment that was always there for her, but she wasn't able to allow herself to feel it. First of all, to think it, and then to vibrate it, then to feel it. And nothing I said or did, even being the best lover she'd ever had in her entire life, could get her to surrender to her own awesome magnificence and let go and trust and just jump off the proverbial cliff to pure joy, ecstasy, love, and satisfaction that only comes from knowing and feeling your own source. It doesn't come from another person. It only comes from you knowing and feeling your own source and the love that your source has for you. But you don't have to croak. You don't have to kick the bucket to connect to that completely unconditionally loving, constantly supportive, joyful source that you truly are. People think they need to die to fully get back to God. Well, but that is an absolute fallacy because God, source, is not a place you have to get to or something you need to earn or deserve or believe to obtain. Heaven is not a place. Heaven, source, God, whatever you want to call it, is always here right now. You don't need to go to a church to find it. You don't need to go to nature to find it. You don't need to go to preachers to find it. Source God is never, ever disconnected from you. It is only you that have disconnected from Source with your limited thinking and lack-oriented beliefs. And because of this disconnection, we try to fill this supposed gap with other people and other things and goodies and money and success and fame, etc., etc., outside of ourselves. But like a drug addict, this gap never actually ever gets filled. And so most of humanity live their lives like junkies, always looking for more people and sexier people and funnier people and more money and more fame and success and admiration and approval and love and relationship, etc., etc., to keep giving them another hit, another fix, and another hit and another fix in a never-ending, unfulfilled drug spree. The gap cannot be filled by external things and even external love and sex and drugs, etc., sex, drugs, and rock and roll, because the gap does not actually exist. There is no separation between anyone and source. Or to use old world terminology, there is no separation between you and God or between anyone and God. No religion or church or belief or doctrine or community or affiliation or group or marriage or child or family or friend or anything can ever fill that supposed gap and renew that connection that you and others believe that they have lost, because nothing has ever been lost. No gap exists between you and God because you are God. No separation exists between you and Source because you are Source. And it's only your limited, lack-oriented, judgmental, idiotic, limited thoughts and beliefs that create and maintain that supposed disconnection. And just like my former beloved, all you need to do is finally surrender to your awesome magnificence and just jump off the cliff already. All you have to do is finally let go of control and let go of your addiction to controlling external circumstances and conditions and people and things in order to make you happy, and just surrender to your natural divine state of eternal joy, well-being, abundance, and ecstasy. And remember that life is an orgasm, and there is no final destination ever. There is only eternal creation and more creation. And things can and will constantly improve and get better and better and more blissful and more ecstatic and more joyful and more prosperous and more orgasmic forever and ever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and praise the law. Praise the law of attraction, because praise the Lord that you truly are. Praise the Source that you truly are. Praise the God, Goddess that you truly are. Hallelujah. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed this outrageously amazing, insanely enlightening master key of creation. Ecstasy is your goal, not orgasm, because there is no end result, no end ultimate fulfillment to relationship or life or anything, because you are constantly creating and constantly desiring, and you're an infinite, immortal, unlimited creator of reality, and you'll continue to desire and create reality forever and ever and ever, never, never, ever, ever stop, because it's fun, no other reason. So if you did get something from it, please comment, share it with your friends, bless them with these amazing teachings, subscribe to my YouTube channel, come visit me at sakiron.com for more goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality, to create and attract the happiness, abundance, freedom, joy, and anything else that you want in your life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success and fun and abundance-oriented people and happy-oriented people create the happy, joyful, abundant lifestyle that you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense fun, ecstasy, and lots of sex and lots of orgasms on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday and make life an orgasm. Woohoo!